Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly on Packer Avenue, as we are every Monday. Also every Monday, the Jordan Mailata Show at 6 o'clock today, live right here at Chickies with Elliot Shore Parks, myself, and Jordan Mailata. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. This is only the second year I've done the show with the player after the afternoon show. Last year, of course, with BG. Mm-hmm. We didn't lose many games last year.
No.
Didn't lose two in a row at all. This is the first time I've had to sit there with a player after they lost two consecutive games. And actually, Ike, you can tell me if you feel this way with the Players Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
You sort of feel like you're beating up on the guy a little bit when they lose a couple of games in a row. I felt kind of bad asking Jordan after two straight. No, I shouldn't.
Bro, try going through seven straight of those.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you had the six out of seven in 2023?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Try going through that.
At the
end of the season, as everything's crumbling and burning around them.
Who'd you guys talk to week 17? I mean, by the Players Lounge. I mean, who would have been on there? No one wanted to show up for that.
No. Yeah. I think it was Jordan.
Oh, it might have been.
Jordan
yeah.
was the only one that was willing to still come on.
I'll be there.
Every week and do it.
And credit to Jordan. He answered every question.
Landon Dickerson. All the offensive linemen are good.
Yes. Yeah. Cam's good. A good one as well.
Yeah. All the offensive linemen are good.
Yeah. So it was Wednesday that we talked about the return of Carson Wentz. More of a look back on his time with the Eagles about how you'd remember it. But you guys, two of the biggest LTBB members, of course, I think you feel good seeing Carson start. You really got the entire Carson Wentz experience yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were some great plays, and there were some plays. I'm watching it. And I thought to myself, if he were a robot, I would think he was short-circuiting. Like, when he threw that one that was the backwards pass out of bounds by about 7 yards or something, I was like, what is he doing? And he made some great plays. He moved the ball pretty well. He made
300 yards passing.
And he made some what-are-you-doing plays. What did you think watching Carson yesterday?
See, that's the thing. When you're a Wentz fan, this is what you this is what it is watching Carson Wentz play. Like, you're going to get good plays, the wild plays, and you'll get the head-scratching plays.
Yeah.
I thought he played a typical Carson Wentz game, honestly. I really did. I thought he played a typical Carson Wentz game. If you watched him play this year in the four games that he's played, now he doesn't always turn the ball over, but there's still some throws every game where you're like, ah! it's like Jameis Winston. Is it, the talent is there, but it's always the decision-making.
Yeah.
And that belief in your arm.
Yeah.
When you have that type of belief, you believe you can make every throw.
Yes.
We got Brett Favre in trouble the last 10 years of his career.
Trying to make every throw. Jack, how'd you feel watching your guy?
Oh, man. You know, he's kind of cooking in the second half. I'm not going to lie. You know? But I was never super nervous. But, like, he was Carson. He was Carson. Yeah. The intentional grounding doesn't get talked about a lot right down there on the in the red zone.
He thought he was doing something on that play too.
Yeah. He was running a little bit, you know, not as fleet of foot as he used to be back in the day.
Made some good runs.
But he did made some big runs.
Yeah.
Just like, come on. Just give him a chance. Just give him a chance.
They got to give the J.J. McCarthy thing one more try,
right?
Yes.
He'll be back in there.
Yeah, Wentz is not the answer there.
No.
They invested a first-round pick.
Yeah.
They'll put him back in there.
They're going to look back on this, because I don't think J.J. McCarthy is it. They're going to look back on this and say to themselves, we had Sam Darnold right there. I think they could have franchised Sam Darnold, so they didn't even have to give him a long-term contract.
Right.
You just pay him for 1 year, and your absolute positive worst-case scenario is J.J. McCarthy can play, and you have a trade chip right there. But they made it – the way that Darnold is playing this year, it seems like he can play, you know, and they had a guy in the building that could play. But also they had – not that they had any contractual obligation to him, but they also had Daniel Jones in the building as well.
Yeah.
And now they're going to have to go back.
Well, that's the one you could – I mean – you can make that argument.
Yeah.
Even over the Sam Darnold one.
Yeah.
Because the Sam Darnold thing was more of a financial thing.
Sure.
And they had drafted J.J. McCarthy, I believe, before they even got Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
So he was like a veteran bridge guy anyway.
Because Daniel Jones went to the Colts without the guarantee that he would start. He had to go win the job. So you could have just given Daniel Jones too.
Missed out on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
215-592-9. 494. We will bring you Nick Sirianni's press conference in about 10 minutes. Furry Bruce. Furry Bruce. Come on, man.
A meeting of the mind.
You're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
Good afternoon, Jack the Lion, Ike the Panther, and Squirrely Spike.
Yep.
Yeah.
Spike
like
the Squirrel.
Okay.
Yep.
I caught that conversation. And look, let me tell you something before I jump into my point. Look, I was so excited last night. I called, what's his name, the Hispanic,
Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Ricardo. Yeah, we just call him the Hispanic guy.
Yeah.
but look, my name comes up as Furry Bruce. I'm like, man, guys are arseholes, man. Who did that? You guys.
That's me.
Yeah, and every time they change it back to Bruce.
I change it back.
Yeah,
the midday show is not in on the Furry Bruce bit. I'm in on the Furry Bruce bit. And if there's a furry on the station that could be a furry, it's probably Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah.
Probably called the right guy.
Midday show not being on the Furry Bruce bit when Hugh was a furry.
Yeah.
Hugh
went to the furry convention.
Yeah, straight jacket Guile.
Yep.
And look, I had to explain to him what a furry was, man. We went and got to the whole thing.
To who, Ricky?
I had to give him the... Yeah, he asked. He said, "How did he get?"
Oh, no way!
Oh, Ricky knows.
Ricky was smiling the whole time.
Yeah, Ricky's got a fox costume in his.
Oh, for sure. With that accent, with his voice too.
Oh, imagine? It's almost like a cartoon character.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He said he would be an alligator though.
Alligator? That's not furry.
He doesn't really.
Yeah.
Ricky LePue. He'd be a skunk.
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. The voice, you know, as some Pepe Le Pew.
That's why I'm talking.
Yep. Yes,
you were thinking the same thing I was.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I just got to live with this thing, so I embrace it. It's all good.
Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Yeah, but look, and that's the reason, like I said, when I called him, I was just so excited about what the Eagles did yesterday because I did not believe they were going to win that game. I just did not have – I had hope. I just wasn't confident. And the way they put the passing game together, and see, the biggest difference in that game and the Giants' loss is that Jalen made the throws that he missed in the Giants' game. Because had he made those connections, we would have won that game too. Now, yeah, we still got issues. I think it's just a challenge. We all know about the injuries, but I think that the next step is to somehow unlock the running game. There are other options. That's the only thing that bothered me is that they're using the same approach. They got to come up with some better schemes on scheming the run to be successful. I'm watching some of the other teams around the league and they're doing different things and we can do that too. We just gotta fix that part. But even if it stumbles, one thing is for sure, they're gonna kick the Giants' ass come Sunday. That's all. Hey, look. That's the way that's going to go down. It's a payback.
I hope so. I hope so, Bruce. I wonder, Ike, I wonder how much of the running game thing is really a scheme issue and how much they're just not.
I don't think it's scheme.
Yeah, I think it's just a combination of they're not blocking as well, and Saquon doesn't have the same pop that he had last year, which is understandable, you know, given – I mean, there's a reason that the 400 touches thing is a thing. Yeah. There's enough examples
of it.
It
should still be better than this.
100%.
Yeah, still be better than this.
He's not a 2.8 yards a rush guy. He should be better.
It should be better than this.
And hopefully their ability to pass – hopefully we'll open things up for the running game a little bit. You know, maybe it works the opposite way this year. So 215-592-9494. Coming up in just a bit, we will bring you Nick Sirianni's full day after press conference. Elliot was working on his question earlier today. So we will have
his one question.
He was flying this morning. So he is back. Yes. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This fall, enjoy Chickies season favorites, A.J. Brown's Sweet Heat Wings, Chickies Sliders, Savory Buffalo Shrimp, and more. The Nick Sirianni press conference is coming up momentarily. Well, when I say momentarily, sometime in the next 15 minutes or so. Coach's press conference is sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. 215-592-9494. Joe in Bucks County. You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hey. So just wanted to talk a little bit about yesterday and, you know, talk about how, I mean, you know, maybe if Cam Jurgens doesn't get hurt, maybe we don't go under center as much. But I think, you know, it had to force the hand. And I think that's exactly how the offense should look like when you have the capability to go under center. Because being a linebacker, you know, even if you bring them in a few yards up, that's going to open up the play action completely. And having these safeties that are only playing, you know, 10, 15 yards deep when, you know, the typical too high, they're going to be playing further back if the Eagles can continue to have that passing game. So I think what they did yesterday, you know, kind of forced their hand. But at the same time, if the offense looks like that, I have no problems with, you know, Saquon and the running game. It'll open up eventually because eventually those safeties – we'll have to play maybe 15, 20 yards back when they're doing it too high.
Yeah, I mean, every game, Sirianni says this all the time, so does Petrullo, and Jalen for that matter, every game is different. You're probably not every game going to be able to have that many explosive plays, but if you can start adding some of that underneath passing, which we haven't been so good at this year, and really being able to do it under center, you know, the whole predictability thing will go out the window a little bit if the only thing we're doing under center is not running the ball. You know?
Yeah, you got to break some tendencies, man. And listen, I don't know if Cam going out was the reason why they did it. That would surprise me a little bit. It's not like they had a game plan set for Toth if he had to come in to where it was going to all be set under center snaps. My only point is I think that was already in the game plan.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It had to be. Yeah. It had to be. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, and on top of that, too, I mean, this is most likely why the rushing game has been so stale, is because these safeties, you know, when you're playing 10 to 15 yards back because they're not worried about the deep ball, you know, they're having the ability to rush a gap that's not necessarily blocked on the assignment. So, you know, just a thought, but, you know, hopefully yesterday opened up, you know, Petullo's eyes and being just in a sense of, hey, you know, maybe if we do get these deep balls, you know, these safeties are going to be playing a little bit further back. So Saquon will have the ability, you know, hit his second gear, you know, before obviously being smacked by 2-3 yard gain. So,
yeah, listen, they're going to need, appreciate the call, they're going to need the passing game to look like this for another couple weeks before defenses respect it.
Sure.
If you're a defense, you're still coming into the game saying, I'm going to make Jalen beat me.
Yes.
Like, that's what you're still saying.
Yeah, any defensive coordinator is still going to take that chance over letting themselves get pushed around.
So you got to show it for a few weeks before defensive coordinators are saying, okay, we got to respect this passing game.
Sure, and there's something else with the running game going on besides the safeties. I mean, he's getting hit behind the line of scrimmage at a rate that is – now, being under center will help that more, too, because he'll be able to do it with a head of steam, and he's going to get the ball closer to the line of scrimmage than he would have if they're in shotgun.
Yeah.
But that is a the getting hit behind the line of scrimmage is a performance. That is an execution. When Jordan Mailata is talking about execution, that is an execution issue. And here is Nick Sirianni.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking the time for us today. We'll kick things off with Martin and then go to Elliot.
Hey, Nick. Devontae was talking in the locker room how at like halftime he was going around to everyone saying that deep ball was there and everything. I was wondering, A, if he had relayed that to you, and B, how important is it to get that kind of input from players when they see something and then, you know, obviously end up calling the play?
Yeah, we talk about everything. Definitely, I know Smitty was in communication with the offensive coaches, what he was saying. That's pretty standard, you know, in between series in the locker room, you know, you're getting everybody's input, you know, and Smitty does a great job of communicating what he's seeing out there. He's really, you know, he's got great football instincts and football IQ. So, you know, he gives you that confidence to be able to call things in those scenarios when he sees something. And, you know, we got a lot of guys, like we have high football IQ guys. We have a lot of guys like that. And so that gives you a lot of confidence to be able to go, just like I kind of talked about with fourth down yesterday, like you got confidence in the players to go make a play in critical situations. Well, it's the same thing, with things that they're seeing, because they have a different point of view than we have from the press box or from the sideline, because they're on the field looking at it. So it's great to be able to have players like Devontae that can relay what he's seeing, and you can trust that, you know, what he's seeing is and what he's telling you is good information. And it's just like having another set of eyes from coaches out there on the field.
We'll go to Elliot and then Rube.
Hey, Nick, you guys had a ton of success passing the ball from under center yesterday. I know this might be complicated to answer without giving away game plan stuff, but is there a simple way to explain why yesterday it really worked for you guys and you used it as opposed to the first six games of the season?
Obviously yesterday there was a little bit more under center runs, you know, so you mesh up your play actions and your passes with some of those things. So some things that we studied in that little mini bye It's things that we looked at, and you know, that's kind of why you got to see some of the things that you saw yesterday. It's always going to be important that your run and your play action pass game mesh together, because you know the defense has to go from, you know, a run defense to then to be a pass rusher, which is difficult for a defensive line. I know we talk a lot about that as our defense. So, you know, you always want to have those things meshed together. And yesterday that meshed together the way you saw.
We'll go to Rube and then Dave.
Hey, Nick. Obviously, you just played the Giants a couple of weeks ago. It didn't go well. How do you take that game? How do you take that game? What do you do with that game? Do you kind of emphasize the revenge factor this coming week and remind them how, or do you just kind of focus like it's any other game?
Focus like it's any other game. Now, it's a unique game in which that you play a team the second time. You know, and it's even more unique that it's been 1 week of games since then. And so, you know, just like everything we talk about, I know you guys asked me on a Thursday night or a short week or a Monday night game or a first game or a snow game, you know, you have things that you look at in all those because it's a unique, it's slightly different. But nothing changes in respect to your process. You know, you still have a week to prepare. All the things, you know, business as usual. But we'll have some things that we look at as coaches, knowing that we just played them, and we know that they will as well.
We'll go to Dave and then Tim.
Nick, whose idea was it to add the outside backers to the catch circuit? And how often do you make changes like that to a practice week?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary to say it's this person's idea or that person's idea. We're not looking for credit. We're looking for contribution. And that's you know, what we try to preach to the entire team is, you know, contribution over credit. And, you know, we know how important fundamentals are. Dave, anything like, hey, we need more work at this strip attempt, then you might put a drill into your circuit there. Or, hey, we need to add this group into this, you know, into the catch circuit. And you may do that as well. So, you know, just because you do something a certain way and that you've had success with the fundamentals that we have doesn't mean you're constantly not thinking about how you make that process and those drills and the things that you do better, because that's all you're constantly thinking about. How do you find ways to win, and then you find ways to get better. That's what's on our mind in everything that we do. And so there's constant tweaks and evaluate and different things to our process and to our practices to help make it the best it can be, so we can put ourselves in position to win on the weekend.
We'll go to Tim and then John.
Nick, we saw how Jalen responded to a couple losses in a row there with his performance on the field. And then as he's walking off the field, he had the comment, like, we're not losers anymore. What have you kind of learned about, you know, his response to when you guys do go through, whether it's one game or two games of losing, and sort of like his relationship to that, and that helps us understand sort of how he's wired?
Yeah, hyper competitive guy. You know, you love that. Wants to win. You know, a lot of people want to win, but are they willing to do the things that winning requires? And I think that's what you get with Jalen. You know, he wants to win in the worst way, and he's willing to do anything and everything that winning requires. You know, always that path to the locker room is always an emotional time too. I don't think he can put too much stock into what we say into that. Probably have to get you guys out of that area so we can just walk freely into there and say what's on our mind at that particular case, because it's such an emotional game. But yeah, I just, the easiest way to sum that up, Tim, is that he's just, you know, will do everything, you know, wants to win in the worst way, and will do everything that winning requires, which is a lot throughout the week.
We'll go to John and then Jeff McClain.
Hey, Nick, curious to what you saw from the film when it came to the running game. Obviously, it was pretty effective on that first drive and kind of waned from there. And you were able to toggle and have tremendous success in the passing game. But what you saw?
Yeah, you know, obviously they did a good job of making some adjustments in that after that first drive to force us to try to win another way. And we did a good job as offensive coaches and with the players of countering those adjustments. That's the way football goes, you know. It's a constant game of adjusting and seeing how they adjust. And so good job by them adjusting. We know we want to be a balanced team. But we really don't care how it looks. We'll do whatever we need to do to win each and every game, and then find ways to get better from there. And so, you know, I encourage you guys just to focus on that, like focus on everything you can do to win, and focus on everything you can do to get better, and kind of, you know, understand that's how football goes, that you got to have multiple ways to win. And great job by our team and our offense to you know, get it going a different way. But we still obviously want to be a balanced attack on offense.
We'll go to McLean and then Bo.
McLean, Nick, Howie makes a lot. You guys have had a lot of trades already this.
You didn't like that you went with your last name?
No, I thought I liked it.
Yeah. Okay.
There's multiple Jeffs now. Nick, you guys have already had a lot of trades in the offseason, and then, you know, I'm sorry, training camp and in season, and Howie obviously trades more than any other GM in the league. You know, having been a position coach or coordinator, you know, now that you're head coach, how do you deal with the conversations that need to take place with your assistants, and then how that filters down to the other players of how the trades affect them and playing time and, sure, and all that goes into that?
Well, first, McLean, I think it's important that you always have constant communication with your guys, on every front, you know, because it takes everybody. And you know, I think back to when you draft a guy high. I think back to, you know, when we drafted Jonathan Taylor in Indy. You know, the first call we make is obviously to Jonathan to tell him we drafted him, but then the next one's to Marlon Mack to let them know, you know, that, you know, there's always constant competition, you know, just reminding them of the core values. There's always constant competition. Best guys will play. It doesn't mean you're any less important to this football team. I think it's always because it takes everybody and it's going to take everybody. And so I think the constant communication with your guys is always really important there. I think Howie and I do a good job of just communicating the vision for the guys and this and that and how we may use them. I think that's always an important factor of it as well. But I think, you know, when you're dealing with players, you're dealing with the position coaches, it always comes down to the communication and still understanding that regardless of what happens, everybody's needed. Everybody's contribution is needed, and that we'll need everybody to achieve the goals that we want to achieve. We'll need everybody involved. That doesn't mean everybody, you know, has to like it, but I think the most important thing is that you're always open and honest and communicating. Excuse me.
We'll go to Bo and then Christian.
I thought you were gonna go Wolf for sure. Nick, end of the first half when Jalen takes the sack, third and 13 with a little over 20 seconds left. How come no timeout and just head to the locker room?
Yeah, in that particular case, we have times, you know, we have different variations of what we do on 2 minute, you know, of how we attack. And that was a time right there where third and 13, you know, you have a timeout, you have two timeouts. But in that particular case, you know, it was time to let that drive end and go to the locker room. You know, third and 13 is not a guarantee. Obviously, I believe in our team and believe in our guys at all costs, but you also got to play smart. And third and 13 in that situation where you're not into a guaranteed, hey, I'm getting points if I convert this third and 13, I'm still going to have work to do once I do get this third and 13. The risks kind of outweigh the potential benefits from it. And at that point, you don't get it, and then you have to punt. They can, you know, in that scenario, I know what we would do in punt return in that scenario. And at that particular case, we played that exactly how I wanted to. Obviously, I wanted to go and get points, which is why you saw the drive go as it was. But once we did take the sack in that particular case, we played that how I wanted to play that. I have no regrets there.
And is it are you also factoring in how you were playing on offense at the time as opposed to just
every situation? Everything's always taken into account. Everything's always taken into account. So, but yeah, we have our stipulations, and with pretty much every scenario you could possibly imagine. But within all those situations, you know, you take account everything that's going on in the game and how you and your past experiences, to be quite honest with you.
Thank you.
We'll go to Christian and then Bob Brookover.
Hey, Nick, you guys obviously made the most of your mini buy, and you got Jalen under center, as you alluded to earlier. I was wondering if Cam's injury had anything to do with, was he under center more after that because of the injury? And just what you thought of him being under center, how comfortable he looked and how comfortable he looked throwing the ball over the middle, and how that worked with the play action. Even though you guys weren't gaining a lot with Saquon running, you still committed to running, and how that played into the play action success.
Yeah, you know, again, you go into a game and you're always thinking about the players that you have. We have a lot of faith and confidence in Brett Toth. That's why he was in there. And so nothing really changed when Brett got in the game, because of the, you know, Brett does such a good job of preparing like a starter, and he's always ready when called upon. I thought, obviously, Jalen played, if you have a perfect quarterback rating, you obviously played a really good game. And you know, Jalen did. He played awesome. He played really awesome. And you know, but when you have a perfect quarterback rating, it's a team. That really may be a Jalen stat, but that's a team stat. It took great. It took great protection, which we had really good protection against a really good front all day. It took the commitment to the run game to try to get that going, to open some other stuff up. It took unbelievable catches by the wide receivers and route detail and discipline. And so it's just a cool, it's a cool stat that emphasizes the whole team. And so, you know, we'll see how things move forward. As far as what the ways we want to attack, every game calls for different things. This is what this game called for. And this is kind of some of the things that came off of our self-scout, and we'll continue to work to find ways to get better.
We have time for two more. So we'll go to Bob Brookover and finish with Zach.
Hey, Nick, you got kind of a unique look on the tush push yesterday. Is that what caused that timeout before the second one? And just out of curiosity, so you called the timeout before they reviewed the catch, or they challenged the catch. Like, would you have gotten the timeout back if that had not?
They challenged the catch, and that was the timeout. I didn't call a timeout there.
Oh, okay. Because it was announced. And when you look at that, what kind of challenge does that front present? Maybe that you guys hadn't seen before.
Yeah, everyone. We're gonna always see new and unique. You know, we ran it one time, and we got it one time. So we're always gonna see new. And when we lined up for it, another one, we jumped off sides. So we really didn't get the opportunity to run it there. But we're always going to see new and unique ways. That's not new to us. When you run something the amount of times that we've ran that play, you're going to see everything. You're going to see unique ways. You're going to see teams working on that all off season to try to figure out how to stop it. I think we've seen pretty much we've seen a ton. But then they threw something a little bit different at us. And so, we're ready for that. We're ready to account for that. And we're expecting those different things. And, you know, we'll have little wrinkles based off of the way they're lining up to counter some of those things.
We'll close out with Zach here.
Hey, good afternoon, Nick. I would quickly add to your answer to Tim, that there's certainly nothing wrong with saying what's on your mind with us around. But we've seen, and I guess in that spirit at center, we've seen you take different approaches to the backup spot. What dictates whether you move Landon Dickerson over or put Brett in there? And then how is that approach different in a non-game day situation?
Yeah, obviously flexibility is huge, and to have guys that can play multiple spots is really important. You always need multiple centers ready on game day, you know, just because not everybody can do that job, right? And so, you you decide what's best in that moment. Is it Landon there, but and you know, Brett in for Landon, or do you just have one change there? I think what the end of the day, what helps you make those decisions is your trust in the guys that are ready to step in. We've had, you know, this game produces so many moments where guys are called upon that maybe you didn't think would be called upon. You know, they're in uniform, they're ready to be called upon, but you think about it, but you don't necessarily know what's going to happen. And we've had so many good contributions. And what I thought was so cool about that is that, you know, there was eight or nine guys in that picture, not just the five.
Anything you can tell us on Cam?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, obviously haven't got with the doctors quite yet. That's a little bit later. I usually get with them a little bit after I talk to you guys. And so, you know, we're into our game planning, you know, just finishing up with the players right now and about to get into our game planning purposes. So it's usually the time I get with them. So we'll see. I know he'll do everything he can do to you know, be as ready as soon as he possibly can.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks, Coach.
And there it is, the Nick Sirianni press conference. I have a couple of questions about coaching decisions for Ike right after I tell you about a big life decision that you might make. That decision to go get yourself a house down the shore. I know it sounds big, right? But you know what else is big? That every summer you end up spending thousands of dollars to rent a house for a week. That sounds crazy to me. What sounds like a better plan for you is if you've thought about getting a house down the shore. The official realtor of you getting a house down the shore is Adam Kasebe. How do you spell it? There's no A in there. It's K-S-E-B-E. And Adam Kasebe is out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach and knows every nook and cranny of the Delaware beaches. So many advantages to the Delaware beaches, but when you're talking about owning a home, taxes, property taxes, the Delaware beaches, some of the lowest in the country, the Jersey Shore, the highest in the country. When you're talking about owning a place, that's a big deal. And when you talk about trying to buy a place, that's why you need Kasebe. It's a very competitive market. So having a realtor who's very, very good at it, who specializes in that area, he's been the official realtor of the Rice Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. He just knows how to do it, whether it's helping bidding the right way, maybe it's helping knowing which area you want to be in. Kasebe is the guy that can help. When it is time for you to make that decision, call or text Adam directly, his direct sell. Again, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. Call or text him at 302-864-8643. I'll say it slower, 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. All right, a couple of questions on coaching decisions yesterday that I think we all had at the same time. First, this one was asked in the press conference. Is at the end of the first half, I forget, it was 3rd and 13, and they just give up with two timeouts at the end of the first half. They just take a knee and go into halftime. Yeah. It just seems like a
– didn't like it.
Yeah, it's just – it's too risk-averse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, make a play. Go see if you can make a play. What's the worst that happens? You have to punt the ball. I don't know.
Yeah, that's one of those plays where you're saying, you know what? We got the lead. I don't want to have anything negative happen here. Let's just go on in the locker room. And
that's what underdogs do.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it. I tweeted in live time, like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, take a shot.
Yeah, we got two timeouts. Like, what are we talking about here?
It seems like we've broken our 3rd and 15 run the ball tendency. We actually take a shot to try to get a first down. Take a shot. You're in a position like that, and the way that guys are kicking field goals nowadays, you're one pass away from being in field goal
range. All you got to do is get to the damn 40-yard line, and we're in field goal range.
Yeah, that was a crazy one.
I was not in agreement with that, and you're right. That, to me, was being overly cautious.
There was another cautious one where they are in field goal range. It's 3rd and 5, and they just – you hadn't been able to – this is in the second half. Mm-hmm. You hadn't been able to run the ball all day long, and they run the ball at 3rd and 5.
Didn't like that one either.
Yeah.
Didn't like that one either.
Jalen's playing well at that point. Yeah. You got to be able to trust your quarterback to not turn the ball over there. And the worst case scenario is you have 4th and 5.
I agree. Now, here's what I think they were trying to do.
Get to 4th and 1?
Yes.
But you know what? Yes. If we were running.
They can't wait to get to 4th and 1.
But you know what? If we were running for four yards
agree.
A play,
yes,
we're not.
I understand that. Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. But I'm like, what are we doing here? Did we just give up on 3rd and 5? Why aren't we throwing the ball in that situation? Hey, I'll throw a jump ball up to AJ, look for Goddard, something at that point. I mean, I think Jalen was 6 for 6 in the second half up until that point. I think I saw that stat out there because everybody was scratching their head at that decision. Yeah, didn't like that one either. But – we know they were trying to get to 4th and 1.
Right.
That's what they were trying to do.
And then it seems
like. See, that's when it. My bad.
No, go ahead.
But that's when it becomes you're too reliant on the tush push.
Yes.
Like, you're looking to get to the tush push. Like, that's what they were trying to do, get to the tush push.
And that's another question I have before we get to the end, because it seemed like they learned their lesson at the end of the game.
Yeah.
There was another one when they're tush pushing at 3rd and 1. It just seems like such a wasted opportunity, 3rd and 1.
Yeah, when you know you're going to do it on 4th and 1.
Go try to make a play at 3rd and 1. Just tell the quarterback, don't take a sack.
How about give him a sort of rollout where he can either throw it or run it himself?
Or throw it away.
Yeah.
And then you have 4th and 1. I don't want to see him tush pushing at 3rd and 1 unless you're right at the goal line.
Yes.
And you need two tush. You can't. These drive. You need explosive plays too badly. And a 3rd and 1, when you know you basically have a guaranteed play at 4th and 1, is an opportunity to. There it is again. Is an opportunity to try and make a big play there.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like they learned their lesson at the end, because allowing Jalen to throw the ball in 2nd down and 3rd down right at the end of – now, he misses AJ on 2nd down, but that –
man was in his face.
Yes, yeah.
Man was in his face on that play.
I'm just saying he missed him.
I'm just saying AJ was upset too.
Yes.
I'm like, AJ, get in the damn huddle. We don't need that. The guy was in his face.
Relax.
I'm like, it wasn't like he was standing there and he just missed the throw on purpose. Somebody was in his face.
Well, and then there was a guy in his face on that 3rd down throw that he hits AJ and just throws and a perfect throw, but a great play call.
Throw up. Yeah. He threw up there.
He threw up and we got it and basically end the game by being aggressive on 3rd down there, because I really did not think they were going to throw the ball on 3rd down there.
You know what? I'm sitting there watching it, and it's 3rd and 9. I'm like, all right, man, we need one more freaking throw.
That's all you needed.
We need one more, because the game, to me, was still in doubt at that point.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't over with yet, so if we don't pick up that 1st down, we might see the Bronco go down and still our joy after he played as bad as he did. right? Like, come down. Because that's what he did against who they beat the last game.
Oh, out in
they beat London. Somebody, and he threw the touchdown at the end, but he had thrown a couple intercepts.
One of the Cardinals, wasn't it? I forget who it was. Yeah.
I forget who it was.
Yep, yep, yep.
But I didn't want to give him the ball back to do that because our defense was leaking a little bit yesterday at times. So that was – it was the Browns. That's who it
Cleveland.
Was. It was Cleveland, yes. That was a great slant-and-go play. Isaiah Rodgers bit on it. A.J., phew.
Yep.
Nice throw from Jalen. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we can be. I understand not wanting. Sometimes you got to just read the temperature of the room, and what I mean by that is Jalen was playing well.
Sure,
you can trust him a little bit more.
Well, and
I can see if he was having a rough game. He was playing too good yesterday. I wanted him to throw the ball more.
I think those type of decisions trickled down to Jalen and is in part why Jalen is so risk-averse throwing the ball sometimes. Is because when you're making decisions like that that are telling your quarterback and telling your team, we would rather not make a mistake than make a play. I don't see how that doesn't trickle down to how the guys play the game sometimes.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's certainly, I mean, he's human and he knows that this is more of a safe play call, so players understand that. Hey, when you call them a safe play, that means you don't necessarily trust me to make the right decision there. So, I can't argue against maybe that does play into his psyche at times, even if it's subconsciously.
Even just a part in it. It has to play a part in it. 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew and Jameson, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, okay?
I got a couple of points today. I mean,
oh boy.
I know, Spike, you hated seeing Jalen do well.
He really did.
I'm kidding. Jalen played great. It was one of his best games of his career. But I want to talk about the cornerback two spot because it's been a liability all year. I mean, Ringo and Adoree Jackson combined had a 100% completion percentage against, and they just looked like they had no idea what they were doing, getting turned around, getting lost, over-aggressiveness, under-aggressiveness. That spot has to be filled, and another spot that has to be filled is the fifth offensive line position at that right guard spot. Steen, his pass rush numbers are not great. Obviously, we know Toth is not good at all, but that spot needs to be fixed, and I trust that Howie will get those two spots fixed, but those are the biggest concerns that our team.
How's he going to fix them?
Because
we think you'll go out and find another guard somewhere?
And a cornerback and an edge? Yeah.
I think the cornerback spot is going to be Denzel Ward. I would like him, and I think it's going to cost a couple of mid-round picks, and we'll sign him for a new contract after this post-rookie contract is up. And
why would the Browns? Why are the Browns trading Denzel Ward after they just spent however much money they spent on Myles Garrett? Like, why are they? Why? Well, what is the purpose of them trading a good young player?
I mean, I don't think he's going to want to stay there for too much longer because of their losing reputation the past couple of years.
They will stay. Those players will stay. Whoever pays them.
Damn right, especially if Cleveland won't pay me top money.
I mean, they should aim high, but when we're thinking about trading for these guys at the deadline, the odds of getting a player of that level in the middle of the season, I just think is really small. I mean, hopefully we get
it's happened.
A starter level player.
I mean, Jalen Ramsey was traded in the middle of the season.
He was. You're right.
I think Minka was Minka traded in during the draft. Season? But
that's not the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And the dead cap money this year is $43 million for Denzel Ward.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, we don't care about our damn dead
cap.
Dead,
wow. One more thing. Cap's fake.
Everyone likes
it. Cap's fake.
One more thing before I go is the reason the pass game looked great is, one, Jalen Hurts played his mind out and he was confident. Second of all, we're passing the ball past the first down line the most we have throughout the whole year. Before, we had 20 or 30% completions past the first down marker. Yesterday, it was almost 50% past the sticks for throwing the ball. And we need to keep doing that in order to win games.
Wow, look at the Andrew came with
PFF
all the stats.
Andrew.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Well, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, it's true.
I mean, and it looks great when you hit on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when you connect.
Well, and
connect with these throws, it looks great.
dude, some of those plays just show you the difference between winning and losing a game in the NFL nowadays is one, it could be an inch. There were a couple of those plays that Jalen ended up extending and hitting for completions that I was sure he was going to get sacked. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were right there, and he was able to squirm out of it. But, it's an arm's length away that is the difference between winning that game and not winning that game. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Well, give him credit for not closing his eyes and going down.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, some quarterbacks, they see all those different colors around them. They feel like they're going to get hit.
Yeah, they crumble.
So they just go down. Yeah. So, you know, Jalen stayed alive. More importantly, kept the ball protected. I can't say that enough, because that's where the ball gets knocked out of your hands.
Yep.
Because somebody's reaching for you or something, and you don't have it protected. But he didn't put the ball on the ground. He didn't put the ball in harm's way. Kept his eyes downfield. His ability to extend the plays, he didn't take off. What did he rush for, like 6 yards yesterday?
Yeah, I think he – did he even?
Even if he had
I think
that.
He had negative 10 rushing.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was looking to get that ball down the field. That one to A.J. on the sideline where
– was perfect.
It was a rope.
Yeah.
It was a rope.
I mean, that was a
– Fritz.
It was surprising.
That was
– Well, having that pocket
that was
presence –
rope.
Well,
why it was surprising.
When you think about the great quarterbacks in the league, they have pocket presence like that. They're able to stick in there as long as they can, mm-hmm. get out when they have to, and then find a spot where you can throw the ball and complete the pass.
What about a maneuver and getting out of the pocket and directing traffic
downfield?
He pointed
at AJ.
Downfield, knew it was
come
open
on.
There.
You go.
It reminded me of that play he hits Alameda Zacchaeus against Buffalo. That was a great throw.
Come on, Jack.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, you said it was luck then.
Well, again, usually I think he's trying to throw it out of bounds, and sometimes it lucks into it.
Yeah.
No, listen, this is
you are a true hater.
This is a day for people to line up and give it to me if you want.
Yeah.
Spike should be in there too.
But I'm here.
You skirt.
I don't
you skirt.
Skirt
blame
I
all the time.
I don't know.
Listen,
it doesn't.
I do not
skirt it. Jack, actually,
I do not. You're a better hater than I am.
I put the battery in your bag.
You are a bigger hater than I am. It is not even close.
All I do is call it perfectly fair.
No,
and
you used to, and now it's personal.
He
to
was
you.
Special yesterday.
All right, there you go.
Special.
215-592-9494. Well, our next guest is going to be so thrilled that he saw under center play action.
Four times.
Oh, my God. Donovan McNabb joins us next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Join us tonight, 6 o'clock, Jordan Mailata Show, Players Lounge at 7 with this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.